You're listening to the Super Turbo Dez podcast on Audio Boom. And now you can even see me on YouTube. Hello, YouTube. Good, yeah. How are you doing this week? All right? Yeah, good. I don't know why I'm asking you a rhetorical question, really. You can't know that I've asked that question. But you can, because you can see me on YouTube. Well, you can hear me. But you can't answer it, because it could be like sometime in the future, I guess. So, yeah, thanks for listening to this podcast this week. If it's your first time, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, nice one. Cheers. No, thank you for that. Yeah, nice one. What I got to talk about this week? Got to do a news item in a bit. Sort of, yeah, got a new job, ain't I? Yeah, nice. It's nice to have a new job. I finally got the job that I wanted. Obviously, like, I've not made it to radio or on TV yet, but we're working on it. We're getting there slowly, I think, a little bit, but no, it'd be nice. Good job I've got now. That's, you know, yeah, I like it a little bit. Am I allowed to say what it is, mate? No, I'm not allowed to say, but yeah, good job. I've got a new job. I'm happy with that. Yeah. Did anyone see Russell Brand on Alan Carr this week? How good was that? I really can't wait for that new film, The Emperor's New Clothes, is it? Something like that, yeah. Looking forward to that a little bit. It's going to be good. So I'm looking forward to that. What else? Oh, there's so much stuff. I've got a really funny news item. I can't wait to do it. You know, like when you just find something that funny in the news, you just say, oh, I cannot wait to do that news item. Shall I do it now? Okay, all right. We're only a couple of minutes in, but here's this week's news item. Here's a news item. Dad challenging DVLA over right to wear religious headgear in driving licence photo. Right, now you think, like, if you're listening to this or you're watching this on YouTube, you're thinking, oh God, where's it going with this? Honestly, it's amusing. Ian Harris is a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. I'm genuinely not making this up, just so you know. This is a real thing I found. This is on themirror.co.uk, where I find all these ridiculous stories from. Ian Harris is a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monsters, or Monster, whose followers are known as Pastafarians. Yeah, I'm a Pastafarian! It doesn't make sense, it can't be a real thing, surely. Who revere the pasta strainer as a religious garment. They wear, like, a colander, basically, on their bonds. I've never seen that in my life. Like, I was in London on Monday, right? Oh, I'll talk about that in a moment. Yeah, I was in London on Monday. I didn't see one person just walking around. I saw Jewish people, I saw Muslim people, I saw, you name it. I saw people of all religions. I saw people with crosses on, like Catholic people, Christian people. But I never once saw someone walking around, you know, Leicester Square, with a colander on his fucking head. It didn't make no sense. This can't be real. This has got to be, I've got to have been dragged into some elaborate joke by the Mirror, but it seems pretty fucking real. A madcap dad is challenging the DVLA. I like that they feel like they need to put in a madcap dad. He's not normal. This is, if you're reading this, if you've just come to this country and you're reading this, this is not how everyone acts. Madcap dad is challenging a DVLA who have told him he has to remove his religious headwear. For people on YouTube, you saw the hand gesture, but for people on Audio Boom, I did a sort of, what's that called, like air quotes, isn't it? Something like that. Yeah, I did that. For his driving licence photo, because it's a colander. It's not a religious symbol, is it? It's a kitchen utensil, isn't it? Or a kitchen, yeah, something like that. I don't know, I don't do cooking, I don't know how it works. Eccentric Ian, are we allowed to say his full name? Probably shouldn't. Eccentric Ian, 51, is a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monsters, whose followers are known as the Pastafarians and revere the pasta strainer as a religious garment. Ian, from Brighton, in East Sussex, my mistake, is fighting for the right to wear a metal bowl in his licence photo. Oh, I think you're being very rude towards the Pastafarians. I think if we want to wear kitchen utensils on our heads, I think we should. If I want to wear a spatula hanging from my left ear, you should let me. if I want to balance a spoon on my nose, there's nothing you can do about it. What a ridiculous story. I just hope and I just pray that, like, somewhere in the mirror offices, someone's just gone, let's just do this for a laugh. But it seems pretty real. He's already been turned down once by the government agency, but sent off a fresh photo wearing his headgear. I like that they keep referring it to headgear. It's not headgear, is it? Like, you can't put a saucepan on your head and go, this is a hat now, this is a hat. It's not, it's a saucepan. It doesn't matter what you say it is, it's still just a saucepan. Where did I get to? Headgear. And he's making a second bid. What a ridiculous bloke. If, like, I sent a picture to the DVLA for my new photo, yeah, and say I had, like, I don't know, I had, like, a fork wedged up my nose, and they went, nah, sorry, Des, that ain't good enough, mate. I go, okay, well, it was a laugh anyway. I'll just do a normal one now. But this geezer seems pretty committed to it. Dad of one, Ian said, I'm fighting for the right to have religious headwear shown in my photo. I don't understand the DVLA should... I don't understand that the DVLA should be allowed to discriminate whatever my religion is valid. I'm a spiritual guy, okay? I don't discount any religions, and I'm not discounting this guy's religion. If it is a genuine religion, then fine, you know, but, I don't know. This doesn't seem right to me. This doesn't seem like a real thing to me. I just, if you're part of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, or whatever it was, or if you're a part of the, So Rice Crew, if you're part of the Potato Posse, get in touch. I'm curious about this now. This sounds brilliant to me. This sounds like the very sort of religion I could get amongst. Worshipping food? Yeah, well, I've been doing that for a long time anyway. You don't get as big as me without your love of food. Yeah, that was my news item, fuck it. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I went to London the other day, I went to Russell Brand's cafe, that was nice. Went all the way, oh my god, I'll tell you this tells you the sort of person I actually really truthfully am. I went to Russell Brand's cafe, right, and I was a bit gutted that he ain't going to be there anyway, because he was doing a film in Morocco or something like that, and yeah, I was a bit gutted by that, but I went anyway, like, just because I've been, and I have the Trues Era Cup, or whatever it is, to prove it. It sounded like a trophy, didn't it? The Trues Era Cup. It was just a paper cup. Nothing interesting. And yeah, I went there. Hackney it's in, right? I didn't realise how scary Hackney is as a place. It's terrifying. Nah, it's alright. It's a bit, yeah, nice people working in this cafe. If you've got an opportunity to go there, if you live nearby and you haven't been yet, go. It's a bloody good thing he's doing, I think. You know, more celebrities need to do things like that, don't you think? Like, if, like, I don't know, Alan Carr helped, like, chubby kids or something like that. I don't know, you know. I open a cake shop that run by ex-overeaters or something like that. I'd get a job there. I'll be able to help him out. Thank you, Mr. Carr. Thanks for opening this cake shop. Sorry, we haven't made any money today because I ate all the cakes. Yeah, that'd be nice. Or, I don't know. Alan Carr could open up a charity dentist or something like that. Is it an equine dentist? The horse teeth? Yeah, equine, that's it, isn't it? Yeah, that'd be nice. That was just a joke on Alan Carr, sorry. If you're an Alan Carr fan, I'm genuinely sorry. No, I like Alan Carr, nice bloke. He's from round here, so gotta be nice about him, and I support Alan Carr. Got him on Twitter. Although he don't do his own tweets, what a weirdo. So yeah, I went there. Where else did I go? Oh, I went on the London Eye. Yeah. The joke is, right, genuinely, right, I went on the London Eye. There's an American family. Oh my god, we're running out of time. I'm quickly telling a story. And when they got off, they went, oh. Sorry, oh, there wasn't a very thrill-seeking ride. I was like, you must have seen how fast it was going before you got on it. This is not a thrill-seeking ride. This has been the podcast. Thank you for listening this week. If you've watched on YouTube, cheers, thanks, nice one. Thank you for looking at my ugly face for 10 whole minutes. Well, near enough, you know, just getting around about there by the time I finish rambling. Thank you very much. Enjoy it. I love you. Bye!